Hey, Fakeologist. I'm well. Thanks for asking. Good to be here.
Good to see you and hear you. And it's been another exciting week in the Gaza station or the Gaza PSYOP. And I have to admit, I can't keep up with your videos. And
no.
So that's why we're here tonight. We'll take a peek and see what's new in the fake nukes fill world. You're at bitchute.com. And you can actually type in fake nukes and you will get to fake nukes's BitChute channel. I don't know if that's a new feature with BitChute, but you don't need to bookmark it necessarily or remember some long coded channel name. You got fake nukes right there. And you got 1599 subscribers. You're just about to crack 1600. Who will it happen tonight?
Yeah. The countdown that the watch is on. 1600,
and I see the latest video is a mannequin getting ejected. So you're still on the 9/11 topic, which is kind of how we met up, because that's what you were doing, and I hadn't seen anyone do much research on 9/11 for years and years and years.
Yeah,
so that's the latest thing, and you got the Gaza stuff as usual.
Yeah, they just keep giving me all this free stuff, this all these videos on Instagram that are just so laughably fake. And it's like, well, if they're going to keep giving them to me, I'm going to keep posting them. And it's the ongoing thing. It's the latest thing. And so I'm staying trendy. Of course, none of my videos ever trend, but.
Oh.
But
some of them are, well, your Sunday show got 300 views, but your Gaza stuff is in the hundreds. It seems like.
Yeah. So I don't know. People aren't too interested in the subject, but I tend to think it's a very time worthy or I mean, after all, it's the nightly news mostly leads off with a story from Gaza.
Yeah. And
so as far as the mainstream media is concerned.
Sorry, let me turn down the music because I. Actually, no, sorry, that's you're coming in on another channel. Never mind. I can turn on down the music this away. Okay, yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just, yeah, so, just technical and issues.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's always technical issues.
Yeah.
So, and what they're doing over there is they're taking children, like 4-year-olds, and putting gray dust on them and putting fake blood on them. And many of these children have been taught how to do a fake cry, and they're training their children for the street hustle. And so it's very despicable to look at, and it's a commentary on human nature all by itself. And it reminds me of what the Germans were going through, what the Europeans were going through with these gypsies, and how these gypsies would do a street hustle. And you know, they exist. Gypsies are still here, and we can see them with our own eyes if we just turn on some Gaza videos, and we can see these gypsies in action doing a street hustle. And you know, people say that people wouldn't lie this way. It's like, yes, they do. And for a long time we've known that people lie this way, and they pretend they have family members that are dead, they pretend they have siblings that are injured, but they're lying. And it's for a sympathy card, it's for donations. And you know, it's so we've seen the partnership develop between the Jews and the gypsies, just like that's why they were in Auschwitz, is because for the same reason, because both of them needed to learn a useful trade. And instead of doing a street hustle, you're going to go learn how to sew some clothes, or, you know, change the oil in a truck or something.
Well, I guess the other question that I have is, are these people that are in the videos actually Palestinians? And just like being a Jew, how would you prove it? Because they all pretty much look the same. They're, you know, they're the same sort of look. So I'm not really convinced any of these people are any.
Well, they speak Arabic and they look Palestinian. And so,
okay.
So, you know, I know I can only assume that they are, but my hunch is that they are, and they seem to be working with the Jews to perpetrate a hoax over there. And so, and you know, it's important to call out impossibilities when we see them. And so what we're seeing in Gaza is impossible. And so that means we have to change our thinking, because we can't go on believing in something that's impossible. And, you know, and it, life is just as I grow in my journey towards, I don't know what it is, to expose as much truth as I can, or expose as many lies as I can, I guess. No. And as I go forward on that journey, I have to always adjust my thinking. And some things I, you know, we're watching an impossibility. And the more you think about it, the more all these other events were just impossible. Like the JFK event was just so impossible. The first of all, the shot from the book depository building was an impossible shot. And then they say, well, the chauffeur turned around and shot Kennedy in the head. It's like, well, if that's the case, well, then we would see some cranium in the Zapruder film come out. We don't see any cranium or any, we don't see the skull explode in the Zapruder film. We should have seen Kennedy's head gushing like a fountain, because they showed us these cheesy made up autopsy photos that showed a huge hole in the top of his skull. If you have a hole in the top of your skull, the blood's going to be coming out like a fountain. And during the moments where he slouched over in the limousine, you see no blood coming out of that hole, and there is no hole.
Well, that was a Jim Henson production, I think. They had a
Had the Oswald getting assassinated in the parking garage a day later or something. That's also just all the Kennedy family always having all this bad luck. It's just impossible.
Well, they're part of the system. They're in the movie business, RKO Productions, I think. So yeah, that's another Holly weird family.
And here's my rule of thumb: if the family members don't care that their brother or their son are getting murdered, well, then we shouldn't care either. And the Kennedy family never cared. They were always happy with the official explanation. Oh, okay, another one of our boys got assassinated today. Oh, but the police gave us a rational explanation. We're satisfied. Okay, let's move on. So the Kennedy family was always satisfied with the official
explanation. Yeah, they never really called for a big investigation.
No, and don't you think they should have? I mean, because all their sons were getting murdered. the JFK Jr., his plane went down in very suspicious circumstances, and the Kennedy family was just fine. Oh, yeah, that happens. Yeah, it happens. And that was one of the biggest ones, when JFK Jr. went down and the Kennedy family didn't demand a huge investigation. I said, oh, man, these people are in on it.
Did you see the Oliver Stone movie?
I think I did once, but, you know, I would.
Were you expecting to get the answer like I was from that movie? I thought he was going to solve it. That's where I was back in the day. I thought, oh, finally, someone's going to explain it and we'll be able to go home and put this to rest.
No, yeah, it was just another misdirection. It just got us thinking about a grassy knoll guy. Okay.
Well, it turned into a movie about what's his name, the attorney. And I thought, come on, why is this turning into a movie about this guy? Well, I can't remember his name quite now.
Yeah, Garrison, maybe.
Yeah, Garrison. I thought I didn't know the story really back then when I watched the movie. So I thought, who's this guy? This has nothing to do with Kennedy being shot. Yeah. Give me the X. I wanted the breakdown of how it was done.
Yeah. All they did was just, they focused on how Kennedy's head went forward or back to the left or something, back to the left. And it's like, so what? All they did is just expose some rabbit holes and got people excited about rabbit holes, but it didn't give any answers.
What about Fetzer? He's another guy. He just can't figure it out.
And he knows full well. I mean, he had to have figured it out. It's just, yeah, he's got a gatekeep on certain things.
He spent more hours than anyone in the entire world on it. You'd think he'd give the fakery angle a fair shake. Just like all these other fair shake.
Like all these other shootings he exposes. And how does he think that JFK was any different than all these other shootings he exposes? I mean, he does a good job at exposing Sandy Hook and Las Vegas and Pulse Nightclub and, you know, all these different fake shootings. It's like, yeah, well, JFK was the same thing, you know, and he knows it. He knows it. And the crisis actors, the video trickery, the Freemasonic symbolisms, the witnesses with Hollywood ties, you know, just everything was in the JFK the same as all these other fake
shootings. Yeah, it's just another psychological operation. Yeah. And I'm just listening to a pretty good podcast with Sam Tripoli. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of his podcasts, but I'm always a big fan of guests. Anytime they have a guest that's different, someone I haven't heard, and he's going on exposing the UFO psychological operation. I don't know if are you into that one?
Is he exposing Stephen Greer or the other, what are the big names of the UFO?
Well, there's a couple.
Walton Howe.
I don't know the names actually very well. Yeah. I'm not into this whole thing. I think it's all BS. But
maybe... I used to be into it.
Oh, you're into it? Okay,
I was for a while. Yeah.
Then maybe you'd like this podcast because it basically says
because I've gone forward and I know that it's a psyop and it's like I can't go backwards and go listen to stuff that I used to believe in. It's like
It's the Air Force. They're doing the psychological operation.
Well, I bet you they are. And then the Air Force has a Hollywood studio of their own.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they.
Well, I think you'd like this podcast. I've never heard of this guy before who's doing the talking. His name is Ryder Lee, R-Y-D-E-R Lee. I never heard of him, but I did a search for him, and he's been on quite a few podcasts. So I'm going to put it on my website, fakeologist.com. So if you want to go there, you can get the link and go to the podcast. But he's been on many podcasts, so I'm sure you can find anyone else talking to him. So it's funny because someone asked me about what I thought of UFOs. I said, not much. I don't buy into any of it.
Yeah,
and I don't believe in aliens or any of that crap.
I'm not so, because I do kind of believe that there are hidden continents, and on those hidden continents, they could be experimenting with hybrids or something.
Yeah,
and so, you know, so I haven't completely written it off, but they're not alien, but they're not aliens from other planets. They're hybrids from another part of our realm that we don't know about, and.
Are they trannies? Androgynes?
could be. I know that a lot of the ancient architecture and artwork portrayed animal and human hybrids. For instance, the Sphinx in Egypt was a half lion, half human, and there's the elephant there in India. Remember the multi-armed? I forget the name, but it's half human and half elephant.
And I forget what they call those things. Chimeras, I think.
All over the place. Even the Greeks had the Minotaur, or the half goat and the half human. It's all over the ancient world. All these ancient people used to think the same way. I think we even found some in the Mayan. Some of the sculptures down there, they're like half lizard and half human. So, you know, so why did all these ancient people believe in hybrids? You know, the half human, half. It's because, well, there might be something to it. There might be, if we are confronted with a hybrid human, then maybe we shouldn't be so surprised about it, because our ancient ancestors used to believe in these things. And so, you know, that's kind of like where I stand on that.
Okay. And
so
I'm just looking on a thread on Fakeologist forums here. You probably already saw these, but Xyloflex has been posting a couple things on some of the Gaza fakery up your alley, I believe.
I posted that Liam Neeson. Oh, there's Mama No Tears. She's become a celebrity, and then she does interviews and stuff. One of the interviewers, see, there she is. She's holding, those are the corpses of her dead children, and she never sheds a single tear.
I think we found out from Tim Osmond that the default position of your eyelids when you're dead is open.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That because it takes muscle power.
Oh, okay.
And you have to be alive to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He was in decedent transport. So I'll take his word for it. Yeah, so yeah, they have to glue your eyes shut in the funeral home for viewing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of things wrong with these. And look, there's no visible injury to those two children right there. Don't see any crushing wounds. Supposedly, they were crushed by a building, right?
There's some ketchup stains.
these mighty babies are stronger than concrete and steel.
They can here's a starving child. He looks like...
Yeah, a starving child.
At least we know what starving children look like because we saw them in the 80s from Somalia. Remember that when we had to raise food for them? They didn't look good, and their bellies were all distended from malnutrition, etc.
Yes. And we saw the same thing in the Holodomor, some of those Ukrainian children with swollen bellies that looked very much like those Somalis. And so that's why I tend to believe that the Holodomor was real, because they gave us a few good photographs. I don't think 100, maybe a dozen good photographs of children that were starving during the Holodomor period. And so I would like more than a dozen photographs, but hey, at least it's some. You know, there are some events where they don't give us any photos, and so, you know, those are the ones I really kind of train on. It's like, how come you're not giving us any photos? And you know, at least they gave us some during the Holodomor. And maybe
the other thing I wanted to bring up is that I read a Miles Mathis piece. Do you read Miles?
No, I let people read for me and then give me the clip notes.
Okay, because he did he put a little addendum to one of his other PDFs at mileswmathis.com. Make sure you guys look at that. I take a lot of his stuff and put it up. And he basically said that he pointed out an article in Breitbart. I'll put up on the screen here that lo and behold, Netanyahu announces Gaza 2035. So most cities are 2030 when they have certain goals they're going to meet. Uh-huh. But no, the Gaza is 2035. They need a little more time to get all the contractors. So that's where they're going to build their fantastic super Agenda 21 city.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, there it is. See, that's I tend to agree. That's what they're planning on doing. They're blowing up all the old construction and all the and they're going to make it all modern, and they're going to make it nice. These Palestinians are going to get a good payback for perpetrating in this hoax with the Jews. And, you know, they
say it's going to be Palestinian self-rule. I kind of doubt that, but
okay. Well, they're already self-ruling. They're doing exactly what they want to be. They want to be a street hustler, and the Jews allow them to street hustle all they want. And yeah, they're making billions of dollars.
They're not going to give them a city like this to manage, I don't think, but we'll see.
Well, I think they're already managing it. I just know
that says Palestinians have rejected such forward-looking plans before. Well, they're not there now. I'm pretty sure they're not there, so I don't think he has to worry about them. But that's where the bribe comes in, I think. I think they're wherever they're sitting now. They're going to be given something. I don't know what when they get back, if they're allowed back.
Yeah, you know, maybe this is just a LARP. Maybe they're just going to say, "Oh, the Palestinians rejected it once again. They want to stay in the Stone Age." Because, like I've also said before, that they're not going to solve this problem. It's going to continue going. They don't want to solve this Gaza conflict because it's a big moneymaker for them. They're going to just let it cool down, and then, you know, it'll be calm for like 3-4 years, and then it'll heat up again. Or like, oh my, and then we'll see some rocket, those cheesy little fireworks in the sky. Oh, the rockets are being launched again. And, you know, so yeah, I predict just going on the same as it has been for the past 50 years. It's just going to keep being more of the same. And they're going to use this little modern city as their excuse. See, the Palestinians refuse this. They could have had such nice things. And it's just going to be an excuse for the next little flare up. You know,
there's a lot of comments on Breitbart. This Gaza thing has really split people. Now they're really ramping up the university occupation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at that for any signs of fakery?
Yeah, I think a lot of it looks fake. The one at UCLA looked really fake, and the one at Columbia. Some of these arrests, when they're arresting these professors, it looks fake. And, you know, they're allowing the professor to do a little political speech while she's being arrested. It's like, they wouldn't do that. They would say, get the hell, they would shut her up and they would get her into the damn car. They wouldn't allow her to do a little political speech. And so it's for the cameras.
But what's your take on this whole, because this is now taking over all the major media. the protests for and again. Do you think it's 50-50 for, 50% for Israel, 50% for Gaza or Palestinians?
You know, I'm not quite sure. It reminds me of the Vietnam days and how they would stoke up these crises on the college campuses, and they're doing it again. They don't really care, and they just whip up hysteria on both sides. And I guess they.
But they're trying to make everyone to pick a side. That's my point. Like,
yeah,
I think while we're busy fighting, they getting everyone fighting over who they think is correct, who started it, who fought back, the numbers, the 9/11, the trauma-based 9 control, the 10/7 number. I think while they're having everyone fight, like I said, they're just going to repave and just get Gaza 2035 going. Yeah, I think we can keep this up for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Like Afghanistan war went on for 20 years. And that was because that was also another moneymaker.
Yeah.
And these wars are just fake and they just go on forever. And they just, it's the military industrial complex that Eisenhower was talking about. And when you're
watching, it's a business.
It's a business. It's just literally, it's just a movie show. And it's, but they're making money if it, they're making even more money than if it was a real war, because a real war, you have real collateral damage. But when you stage the whole thing, well, then you're only blowing up the buildings you want to blow up, and you're making just as much, the same amount of money. And so,
well, the rebuilding will be worth a fortune too.
Yeah. 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 So,
you want to go over anything on your BitChute channel, or you want to play this 9/11? So you mix in some 9/11 stuff a lot of the time, I guess, on your channel.
Yeah, sometimes I find a video that I haven't seen before.
That's another falling.
This doesn't look like a human being. No, it looks like a mannequin.
Right.
And then the narrators here, they push the idea that it's a person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is that a person? Oh my God.
Oh, they inject the oh my gods in there.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, they're trying too hard to inject too many of the persons. And, oh, that's a person. Oh, but no. So that tells me that it was a mannequin, because it didn't look like a person to me. It looked like a piece of laundry falling from the window that had weight to it, like some sandbags. And it just looked like a piece of laundry with sandbags falling from a window. And because I know that nobody died in those towers. And so therefore we have to explain, how did they do this jumper illusion? Well, some people say they did it with CGI. And I say, yeah, I think they used CGI for a lot of it. And I also think they used mannequins. They just threw some mannequins out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And with the combination of both, they were able to convince the whole world that people were jumping out the windows of the World Trade Center. So, trauma-based mind control, it was a very key aspect to the trauma.
Now, you did a video on trolling. You do a lot of engagement on your channel in the comments.
Well, yeah. Well, they're attacking Jim, because okay. I posted the same video of this Khalid Naban guy on my channel, and everybody was friendly. I mean, everybody didn't come and troll. But when Jim uploaded the same video onto his channel, he just got attacked by all these. I mean, they're like waiting in the wings, and they're a Hasbara group, and they're getting paid, and they go and they troll Jim's channel. Some of these people have made channels dedicated to me, and not only Fake Nukes Phil debunked, but there's also this other guy that dedicated a video to me about me taking the jab, and another guy dedicated a channel to me about me taking the, it's like, who cares if I took the jab? And why would you even dedicate a channel because of that topic? It's,
I think, like, they saw that as a weakness and they're attacking it.
Yeah. And so, you know, if I took the jab, and, oh, they're saying that's the reason why I'm so retarded and why I believe that everything is fake.
Because that's
why he thinks they threw mannequins out the window on 9/11. It's like, well, do you believe that real people would jump out a window? I mean, that means there's something wrong with you too, because that's impossible to jump to your death 91 floors up. I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah.
You would find some way through the smoke. You'd take one last breath and go through the smoke instead of jumping out of a 91 story window. I mean, come on. So their logic is completely flawed, but I'm the retarded one. And
which video was put up on Jim's channel? Just your weekly talk?
You'd have to go back about 20 videos from the top on Jim's channel. And you'd see the attack of the trolls. I mean, it was like 3-1 thumbs down. And the people that came into Jim's comment section to support me, they just got 20 thumbs down. It was like, are you kidding me?
Is Jim worried about thumbs down? I couldn't care less about thumbs up or down.
But these people do. You see, to these trolls, they do care about thumbs down. And in fact, they come into the comment section and they say, look, they tell Jim, look how many thumbs down he's got. Don't you think that you're making a mistake having this guy on your show? It's like these thumbs down are not organic, and all these accounts are robot accounts. And
are they trying to get you off Jim's channel? Because
many of them have stated that's their goal. Yeah, is to get me off Jim's.
I don't think it's gonna work. Jim's a fan.
Jim's a grown man. He can think for himself. He can have anybody he wants on his show that he wants. You know,
I had to turn comments off on one of my BitChute channels because it became a back and forth flat earth argument, and I just got too many notifications that I think it had 300 comments. It was just it seemed like two people going back and forth, but there's a good chance it's just one guy going back and forth with himself.
Yeah.
So which channel was it? What was the name of the video?
That one right there. See one underneath Owen Benjamin. Go up, scroll back up to Owen Benjamin. Yeah, that one right there.
Okay. So that got 600 views. Okay.
Yeah, see, in this video, I pointed out, I did a good job at exposing this Khalid Nabon guy. And this, remember, he was the guy that was kissing the eyeball of his dead granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've caught him in recent videos where he is pointing his camera directly at a missile strike. He knows where the missile is going to strike. And so this Khalid Nabon guy is one of the nucleus, one in the center of this Gaza hoax. He's in the rubber baby aspect, and he's also in the controlled demolition. He knows where the next charge is going to go off. And so, but all these, and so these people here are protecting the crisis actor, just like when David Hogg was exposed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. People who exposed him as a crisis actor got viciously attacked by trolls in the comment sections because they had to protect their David Hogg character.
Mm-hmm.
And this Khalid Nabon is the same thing. They got to protect this guy because he's one of the center characters of this hoax. And that's why, that's another reason why they attacked this video so much on Jim's channel. And it's, and they're making just asinine, you know, they don't address the video at all. They don't address the impossibility of Khalid kissing the eyeball of his granddaughter. They just totally ignore that. They ignore the fact that it's impossible to point your camera at exactly where the next missile is going to strike, you know, unless you already know where the charge has been set. And then you will point your camera in that direction. Yes. And so, and they ignore these impossibilities just to come in and call me a retard. And it's just a name calling fest. See, there's Khalid in this latest video where he is filming himself after he filmed the controlled demolition, the eyeball kissing granddad there. And so, you know, he's got to, just like David Hogg needed to be exposed, this guy needs to be exposed too. It's bringing, and see, look, his camera was pointed directly where that charge went off.
Beautiful. Good timing.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences. Yeah, so he knew that charge.
To be Gaza.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, and he noticed to point his camera that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I didn't even watch this one. So all this content keeps flowing on Instagram. It's brand new stuff. This is not old stuff you're digging through.
No, this is like today. A lot of these videos were from today, and so it's, they keep giving me the stuff, and so it's like, man, it's like if Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, if they just kept perpetrating the hoax for 6 months straight, well, then we would have covered it. I mean, like, think if David Hogg was out, you know, telling whoppers every day on the news. I mean, it's like, we would cover it, saying, look, this David Hogg guy's a fraud. Yeah. You know, the same with Sandy Hook and this Gaza thing, they just keep doing it. So it's like, well, okay, well, I'll just keep showing it. It's like, come on. I mean, drive this thing home and slam the door on this thing so that nobody ever thinks that this is real ever again. I mean, I just want to just slam the door on it. And
I noticed all the school shootings have gone down. And it seems like we're...
Yeah, isn't that curious?
They've put them to rest for a while. Maybe they want to just keep promoting the Gaza thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one thing at a time. Now we're doing the university tour where all the universities have tent cities.
Yeah. They did a fake shooting at a church, I believe, today, where some black guy walked up to a pastor and his gun jammed. And it was all caught on video, of course. And then some hero from the congregation came and wrestled the gun from the man.
Oh,
and
nice.
Where
was that?
Well, it was on that YouTube channel, The News is Fake. Kind Master, are you familiar with him?
No, that's a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so
they actually let fakery go on YouTube. My latest interview with Jim was made my channel got struck.
Yeah, he just doesn't give any commentary. He just he titles a video saying fake shooting at church, and then he doesn't say anything during the video.
It was his fake four. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's got 2,300 subscribers. Wow. That's
pretty good. I've been saying I should do the same thing with my Gaza stuff, because just post the video with the title that I want it to have, and then just don't say anything during the video. And I would probably be able to get away without getting a strike the same as this guy is. So, but it's I've just been so busy lately. I mean, if I get some spare time, I'll look into it. Yeah, see.
Let me go back. Okay, let's start over. Wait, go to the beginning. Okay, come on, play.
He has gun jams right there. And then here's the hero. The hero comes in. It doesn't really look like a fight.
No, not really. I'd be surprised if this is even a real church. It has a very. What's this guy doing?
And then here comes another guy.
A white guy at a black church. All right.
Yeah. I like the purple at the podium. Purple is the folks.
Right. Oh, yeah, this guy.
And let it ring through the land.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, these are always fun to cover because they're just so laughably fake and get a good chuckle out of them. But people don't go down the full rabbit holes. Like, well, if our media is presenting us these laughable hoaxes, well, then that's a serious matter. I mean, you know, sure we can laugh at it right now, but wait a second. The media told us this was a real event. And so, you know.
Where's the actual story, though, I wonder? Does it say where it was?
No, I looked in the comment. I looked at the video description, and it didn't say. So I bet you, here, let me Google it here.
Yeah, let me see. I'll look on my end.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Pastor survives mid-sermon shooting. Okay.
Was it in California?
Hold on a sec.
Wait, I'm getting a different one.
Oh, man. What am I on? Am I on the Washington Post wants money? You got to be kidding me. Get away from me. These. I'll just put Bob.
Oh, it might have been Houston. Church shooting today in Houston, Texas. Oh, wait.
Sorry, we're doing research on the fly.
Yeah.
I wish this thing wouldn't suggest paywall websites. Here we go. CNN. Let me go here. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Pennsylvania pastor.
Mind. Yeah, see, we could do it on the fly pretty quick. You're a little quicker than me. Oh, yeah. So this is a real story. This is a real story that CNN presented us, and it's just laughably fake. I mean, this is serious matter. And this is not the first time. They've done this, as you know, and I know, they've done this 1,000 other times before.
His name is Bernard Polite. Hello? Polite? Okay.
Bernard Polite? Yeah, that's a stage name.
Yeah, you think?
That's a Hollywood name.
Allegheny County. Okay, in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't look like a jail shot.
Oh, yeah, the mug shots are always off. Yeah.
I think there's a standard background, and you might have to wear the prison jail jumpsuit, as far as I know. But, okay. Yeah, so they're portraying this story as real. Interesting. So I'll put a link to these two very simple and, as the guy said, pathetic stories in today's show notes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
ongoing.
People just don't want to face it. People just don't want to look at this. They don't want to believe that their country, people like to hate CNN, but I'm here to tell you that Fox News does the exact same thing to you. Mm-hmm. People don't want to believe that their favorite news station is doing this to them. And it's like, it's a deep problem that goes way beyond Democrat and Republican.
Would it be worth it for you to cover these stories? Because I think the Gaza one is just really long in the tooth for most people right now.
I know.
It's just,
but it's so easy. They give me the videos for free. It's like, I wake up in the morning and I've got like four of them on my Instagram. It's like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And so it's just, yeah, you know, I get into these when they kind of happen.
And by the way, anyone who wants to call in, the phone lines are open. Let me just make sure it's running here. Hold on a sec. Phone lines are open. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Now they're open. If you want to call Phil, give him a call and we'll take your call. Now the phone lines are open.
Yeah. Let's...
Kate Emma says the caliber of the psyops is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm. I think they've always been bad. I mean, think about the Holocaust, how they pulled that off with these Auschwitz survivors just telling us these whoppers of stories like roller coaster.
Well, they were movie produced. I mean, that's how that got going, I think.
Well, this psyop you're looking at right here at this church, that's also a movie production.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg production, though. That's
Well, yeah, they had Billy Wilder at the Buchenwald camp. But looking back at the Auschwitz thing, it's like that was laughably fake too. We should have seen that when it happened. These things, it's always been laughably fake, and we just don't. Our brains just don't want to let us believe that they would lie to us on such a base level, that our media would do this to us. We live in the land of the free. We have a constitution. We have founding fathers and a constitution. This would never. They've been using your constitution as toilet paper for decades. I mean,
I also don't like how the police departments are complicit. Like, even if they didn't put out this, they put this message out on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's they're letting the military or the intelligence agencies speak on their behalf, it's still pathetic that they're going along with it.
Yeah, I know.
Right down to the local county police,
the fire departments.
That's not good.
The police departments, the fire departments are perpetrating these hoaxes. And so I don't think there's a single good cop, because I know that most police departments don't engage in these hoaxes, but I'm sure that they know of the police departments that do. And they don't go through their daily work career being completely oblivious to these other departments out there that are perpetrating these hoaxes. No, every single police officer knows they do these drills, and they know that they're not allowed to talk about these drills. And if they talk about them, they'd lose their job and everything. And so, but they know these drills are real, but they just refuse to talk about it. And so that means they're part of the problem. And, you know, they're just worried about their pension. They're just worried about getting through and getting their retirement. And, but they're playing along. The Las Vegas thing was preposterous. Every single police department, I don't trust any of them in my state, because I just look at a police officer, you know that Las Vegas police department was the perpetrating. Problem.
That you is know the that, problem.
You know that was not a real event. And, you know, but you're acting like it's not a big deal. It's like.
Yeah, the police really have to come clean on these things.
Well, see, that's we are in a Soviet control style of a society, and in a Soviet control, everyone's controlled, and through extortion and through, you know, threat of losing their job, and this is, I mean, there's no other word for it. This is total Soviet, in all its glory. This is what Nikita Khrushchev said. He said, "We will conquer America without firing a single shot." And that's exactly what has happened. And that's why not a single shot ever gets fired in any of these fake shootings, is because the commies have taken us over without firing a single shot. And it's
that's for sure. What else we got on your channel here? So we got more. We have Gaza jumpers now.
Yeah. See, this reminded me of 9/11. So
where's this guy jumping out of?
So the roof collapses, and then you see four people fall to their deaths. And so it's like, oh, this had to have been done the same way they did the jumpers on 9/11. See that?
Yeah.
One guy holds on to a rope. So three guys fall to their death, but then one guy is like holding on to a rope or something. It's just like, come, this is not real. I mean, look at the video. It's all grainy. It's supposed to traumatize you. Mm-hmm. And what these poor Palestinians are going through over there. It's like, this video is meant to traumatize you. And
the video, the guy doing the video always seems to drop the camera at the end.
Stay steady. That's the edit. You know, they just give you like 6 seconds of horror, and then they pan away, which is totally part of the thing.
We got some rubber legs here.
Yeah, these things
are all short videos, everybody.
Yeah, these things just flop around. See, they pick up the legs here, and
whoa.
Watch how it flops. The second one, and it just wiggles like rubber.
The question is, how many buildings could be in Gaza that they can keep having new new bombings? That part makes no sense. You'd think if it was real, the first building being bombed, people would just leave.
Oh, go up to the Palestinian boy on the white horse.
Hmm.
So this is a photo I found, and it didn't come in a video. So I had to pause the photo.
Is it AI?
Well, you decide. So in a few seconds, I'm going to you can fast forward it.
Okay. And,
so here's the photo.
Whoa.
So if you enlarge it.
Atrocity propaganda.
Yeah. That is not. You see, they got half of his chest missing, but you don't see any rib cage. You don't see
these
any bones.
These people are gross.
Yeah, this is just an artist rendition of a dead baby. And you see no bones whatsoever. They just painted it red inside. And so,
they just placed
it. Yeah, and they placed the hand next to it.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, so these people have a sick imagination that are doing this thing.
Beyond sick. It's disgusting.
And so I think it's right to focus on this. And obviously when they're sick in the head like this, they must be guilty of child abuse. And we see the child abuse when they're doing these, when they're training these kids to be street hustlers. And so, no, they need to be focused on. And it
well, who's this gassing up? Is this gassing up the university people that are looking at this? And is it trying to
fuel their fire? So they get gassed up from images like this. And I would like to take one of them and shake them and say, take a second look at this image. Does that look real to you? And so, yeah, they're getting all riled up.
Take it to your medical studies building.
Yes.
And ask the students there if they've ever...
I mean, anyone who's ever dissected a frog knows that it doesn't look like this. I mean, that's what you see. That's why they stopped doing that. See, back when I was a kid, they made us dissect frogs.
Yeah, I did.
But you see, they didn't want the new generation to know what a real anatomy looks like, and so they could pull these hoaxes like this. It's like they don't know the difference. We'll just use an artist rendition. They don't know the difference. Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah, so you know these are some sick people that deserve to have
be exposed.
Just like the Sandy Hook parents, they deserve to be exposed as well. And Wolfgang Halbig did a good job of exposing them. And
whatever happened to him?
You know, I guess they threatened him with retirement and poverty, and he just gave up the fight. And he was in his 70s, and you know you can't fight. He's dealing with people that have an unlimited pocketbook, and they can outspend him in every court case. And so he was just battling it uphill. And it's like, and he had a wife to take care of, Wolfgang. And it's like, do you want your wife to live on the street? And so I'm sure he just decided to just give up the fight.
Do you think he was the real deal?
I think he was a real deal. I mean, I would really be surprised if I found out that Wolfgang was an agent. I would really. Mm-hmm. Because the way Lenny Posner came after him, it just reminded me of the exactly what was going on in Germany 80 years ago. You had Wolfgang Halbig, who represented the average German, and you had Lenny Posner, who represented the average Jew who does street hustles, because Lenny Posner is a street hustler, and he was just lying about Wolfgang Halbig and taking him down with lies. And it's like Wolfgang Halbig did honest research and honest work and exposed the street hustle. And Lenny Posner, the only talent Lenny Posner had was just calling names and sicking his media friends on Wolfgang Halbig. That's the only talent Lenny Posner had.
If that's his real name, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not even his real name. Yeah.
Could be some kind of agent. Yeah, that whole thing with Alex Jones and then Jim Fetzer, they almost sort of ignore the whole incident as if it was just a passing thing. Because Alex is still throttling away.
Yeah, didn't he get charged with like $988 million of damages?
And an impossible amount of money that makes no sense.
And he just keeps doing his show. He didn't stop one bit. I mean, I said that. See, everybody was saying, see, Sandy Hook must have been fake because Alex Jones got charged with all that money. I said, he's not going to stop his show. He's going to carry on as if nothing happened. That whole trial was fake. You don't see any checks being written. Just because the media told you that Alex Jones has to pay $988 million doesn't mean in any way whatsoever will happen. It's just another story from a fake trial in America, the land of fake trials. And here's a mother who actually is smiling when she hears the news that her son has been martyred.
Yeah.
Oh, my son has been martyred. And she like is cracking a smile through this whole.
This guy looks like he's laughing too. Yeah,
this whole ridiculous fake cry. And it is just.
I think faking crying is right beside laughter. That's the problem. Real crying.
Yeah.
Is just different. But when you're faking it, it starts off with the same muscles, so it looks like a smile.
Yeah, I get such a kick out of these people, because once you know that these people are fake crying, it's just so entertaining. I just get such a kick out of it. It's like, oh my gosh, that is a pathetic fake cry, because it's impossible. None of these people shed a real tear. I mean, so it's, once you know that they're being told that their whole family is dead and they can't shed a tear, and they're waving their arms around and they're doing some they're praising Allah. And it's like, you wouldn't be praising Allah, waving your arms around. You'd be bawling your eyes out. You'd be inconsolable. Your face would be swollen from the intense sadness. And because when your eye ducts, when your tears come, it swells up your face. Your nose gets red, you know, and you're not looking for a camera, you know. Yeah. It's just you're looking at impossible scenarios again. This whole Gaza thing is just impossible from top to bottom. And, you know,
not too much blood on this bandage.
Yeah, they're using this child as a stage prop.
Yeah.
And she's scared because she doesn't know what these adults are doing. Or I think mostly she's upset that she's realizing that she's been born into a band of gypsies and she's stuck here for the rest of her life. And that's really the horror that she's feeling right now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've been reincarnated into a band of gypsies. Yeah. She was probably like a
nice Apple watch.
She was probably a well-respected person in her previous life, but guess what? Now you've been reincarnated into a band of gypsies.
endless video.
Yeah.
Holly Galtieri says bandage looks like when the Three Stooges had a toothache. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if anyone wants to call and you got another 5 minutes, give it a call. Give us a call if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up. Looks like there's about 30 videos, maybe 40 since our last show. So yeah, you've been pounding them out.
Short ones. I took on some trolls, you know, on Jim's channel, and nothing really. Except for what I did this past week was I exposed that Khalid Naban guy. He's the central figure of Gaza, like the David Hogg of Gaza. And so, you know, that was pretty good for a week's worth.
And this was the biggest injury they could find.
Or make up.
She got a flag in the eye.
Yeah.
The flag in the eye. They had her going for a whole week.
Yeah, this is just a funny story.
Did you even see? Here we go here. So they don't even give us a good representation of a flag going into an eye.
You'll see it here in a couple seconds.
If you blink, you'll miss it.
10 seconds. Yeah, you'll see somebody carrying not this person. And in here comes the flag coming up. Right there. There's a flag. Okay, that's the flag that stabbed her in the eye.
Oh, so she was filming.
Yeah, she was filming.
Oh, that's why you didn't see it. I couldn't figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, they used that for a week.
Yeah. Yeah, and so this is the Israelis faking it, but proving that the Israelis are faking it is like proving that water is wet. What I found so surprising is that these Palestinians are faking it just as much as the Jews. And so, you know, that brings it to a whole different level of a story. It's like we're looking at a business here. We're looking at a partnership, a propaganda partnership between the Palestinians and Israelis. And the aid packages are all you need to know, because the billions of dollars of aid packages get sent out immediately without any vote from the American people. This Congress is all united in sending out these. And so that's all the.
This was a really good video someone threw together.
Yeah, they had good video editing skills. So this guy, you know, has some studio skills. I wish I had some studio skills like this guy. But, you know, I'm a boomer. Fast clips.
So yeah. He grabbed a lot of fast clips and put some movie stuff in, some Hollywood stuff in. So that packs a good punch, I think.
Yeah, it's very effective.
Yeah,
and it gets the point across in a very effective way. But I wish he would do it for the Palestinian side, too, because if I had these video editing skills, I could put together a 7-minute video that would just be hilarious coming from Gaza, just like this, with just short clips and just, you know.
All right. Anything else before we wrap her up?
Oh, well, let's see. So, well, I think we did pretty good, you know.
Are you going to stick to Gaza for the
first well, you know, I'm, I don't know. There's something that might come up. I mean, I don't know. There wasn't anything huge that came up this
no.
week. And
it's been, I mean, when that, when slow,
a,
really.
When a fake shooting comes up, I cover it. It's just been kind of quiet, you know, that they're not throwing any pitches in Phil's wheelhouse lately. Except yeah. the only pitches in my wheelhouse are coming from this Gaza thing. So, you know, but it'll change tomorrow. It can change on a dime.
It can.
And we might have some good stuff to talk about tomorrow or the next day. You know, I could cover the Trump trial. I guess everybody's distracted with the Trump trial. I could care less about the Trump trial.
Me neither.
And I guess that's what's occupying everybody's minds right now, and that's why they're not doing any fake shootings, because they're doing this Trump trial.
Oh, right. They want everyone to watch the Trump trial.
Yeah.
I'm totally out of it when it comes to the news, so I couldn't even tell you. I guess if I went to the front page of CNN, that would tell me what to concentrate on.
Yeah.
So we've got this Christian stooge Johnson. He's a piece of work. He's just another more of the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's all theater, it's all soap opera. It's not real. Our politicians are not real.
What do you think of the Biden character? Do you have an opinion on what version of Biden we're looking at? Is this the same guy, an actor?
You know, I've seen some pretty convincing photos that show stunt doubles of Joe Biden through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of them have stunt doubles. And because during every Hollywood production, you always have a stunt double to play your main act, your main character. And so he's just a character, and he's pretending to have dementia. And
oh, and you don't think you think he's with it?
I think he's mostly with it. I think most of the time, I think he exaggerates his dementia. I think, and that's his character. And they're pretending to have inflation because of Joe Biden. But people, Donald Trump and Joe Biden do not control the ups and downs of our economy.
No.
It's controlled by the people in the Federal Reserve or these top bankers that control the ups and downs. But what they do is they portray one president to maybe be a little bit better. Like Trump is portrayed as being a little bit better with the economy. And then Biden is portrayed as one that's worse with the economy. But it's not their fault. They're not the ones guiding this show. And they're just, it was part of the scam to make people think the election was rigged. Was to make Trump look a little bit better and have excitement that he had 10,000 people at his rallies, whereas Joe Biden was getting like maybe a dozen people at his rallies. And so when they told us on election night that Joe Biden won by the most vote counts of any president in American history, it insulted a great portion of the American public, because we saw that his rallies were only attracting about 12 people. I mean, compared to Trump's rallies that were getting 10,000. And so that's why many people got insulted. And that's why many people believe that the election was rigged. Of course, I knew that they just made it appear this way because they wanted to push the buttons of the Trump supporters to get them all hysterical. And I know that every election is rigged, not just 2020. Every single election is rigged. All our presidents are always selected, not elected. FDR said that. And
absolutely.
And so it's just, and so
it's all a big show.
It's all a big show.
And don't worry about it. Definitely don't worry about the people of Gaza.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
They're going to be fine. Gaza 2035. That was my biggest find this week when I saw that. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if it was fake, but I think we've been talking about it all along. So I'm not really. I think the whole area is empty, except maybe a few of the richer areas. They're probably going to leave intact, but I would say most of the Lahaina looking sort of ramshackle areas, I think that's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people are long gone,
except for the actors. The actors remain. They got. They still have a.
I don't think they're there though. I don't think.
Yeah, they could be a Cyprus. You know.
Anywhere, I think they could be in any soundstage. there's nothing convincing about anything. They don't really show any background. They're all closest people just running around a hospital stage. So
exactly.
I just don't think there's anything going on in Gaza, but if anyone wants to go there, which I don't think you can get in there, anywhere near it, actually, it would be really interesting to know what's going on. But all right, Phil, well, thanks for your info. I'm off next week on Wednesday for sure, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
And
we'll have a lot to talk about then.
And if you want to follow Phil, bitchute.com/fakenukes. I set up an email forwarding, phil@fakeologist.com. That'll go to his email. I don't see it. So you can contact Phil. And he's also on Jim's show, I think it's Fridays, or is it Thursdays?
Fridays.
Fridays, and he has his other show on Sundays. Tons of content. Check out Phil. All right, Phil, thanks a lot. Have a great night.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
All right, there goes Fake News Phil. And don't forget, this show is value for value. You pay whatever you think this show is worth. And tomorrow we're going to do a different show. I'm getting a woman from the pro-life side of the abortion debate. I thought she was really effective on another talk show that I listened to. So I thought I'd talk to her about that and just about abortion in general, tying it into the depopulation agenda of the United Nations. That's my angle on it. I don't really want to get into the traditional debate, but I'm sure she'll bring up that point. And we'll just talk basically about what we think is happening with COVID, and it'll be a little different, but we'll have a chat with her. All right, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. It's a beautiful-